So I have a Tinder profile for you guys today. Tell me if you'd swipe left or right. I know it's going to be tough. I'm a single mother of six with another one on the way. Don't hit me up to waste mine or my kids' time. I'm a mom. I'm a good mom. And my kids will always come first.
The arrogance is what's getting to me. 30 with six kids. And you coming online talking about, you better do this, you better not do that. Don't waste my time or else... You gotta be kidding me. There's a lot of savage guys who would read this and be offended and would go out of their way just to play her, just to hit her up, hit it and quit it, just to get her back for all this sass. What's crazy, in America, women can have this type of attitude and still have an inbox full. So I can't be mad at her. Maybe I should just be mad at all the fellas that's still hyping her head up.
You will pay for the first date and don't expect me to drink with you either. I have standards. I won't kiss you until the fifth date, so don't ask about that earlier. Please know how to work on cars, as I'll likely need your help with that. What else would you be good for anyway? Don't be covered in tattoos or I'll never take you home.
Women who make profiles like this are making them for the guys they resent. She's at a point in her life where she needs a blue pill simp, but she is disgusted by a blue pill simp. So... she's giving all this negative energy to the blue pill simp while also asking him to hit her up. None of these rules apply to the guy she has six kids with. Let's just be very clear about that. So this is messaging to the blue pill simp who will finally settle for her and take care of all of her kids and put up with all of her crap. So she's dissing him at the same time asking him to hit her up to come save her. So this messaging is to a very specific type of guy, not the type of guy she F in real life, but to the type of guy that she wanted to come and save her.
I was dating, when I met my husband, he was number 13.
Number 13 what?
Of the men I was currently...
I thought she dropped the body count on here. I was about to say, damn.
No, of the men that were like texting me or calling or currently taking me out.
Is that like...
And she's no beauty model. So if she had 13 dudes on deck that she was talking to, imagine how much a cute chick has. Like these days, you have to automatically assume that women are talking to at least 10 other guys. Just automatically assume that, especially if she's attractive. And there's no point in asking her, oh, how many guys are you talking to? She's not going to tell you. She knows the game by now. She's been playing it since she was 13. She's not going to tell you. So like I said, just automatically assume it.
Like an average amount of men for a woman?
No, the women that I coach, I try to get them to 3 or 4.
Mm. Wait, hold on. The 13th man you've ever dated in your life, you're saying?
No, that I was currently...
They were engaging
dating,
with.
Dating, like, dating and engaging with at that time.
13 men at once?
Talking to, engaging, calling my phone, yeah.
This is her being very honest. Because there's levels to it, right?
How do you even keep up with all those people? How do you even remember who's talking about what? See the games that women play? This isn't rare. This is the norm. And they've been doing this since they were very young, talking to 20 guys at once. And it's funny because they think it's a flex. That's not a flex. I highly doubt those guys were talking to you to marry you. They was just talking to you to see if they could hit. You don't have to be a good person to get that. You don't have to be particularly attractive to get that. You don't have to be in shape to get that. Whoever her husband is a damn fool. But guys are desperate, so they'll just take anything.
You guys are wondering how getting out of the friend zone worked and how it is, how it's going. And it was a little awkward, I'm not going to lie. The first couple times he tried to kiss me, I was like, ah! Like, dodging, like, no, we're friends. This is weird. Like, I can't see you as anything but a friend. And then after I just, like, let it happen, I'm like, oh. Well, that was dumb of me for the past year and a half. Because I obviously find him very attractive, but when I pocketed into the friend zone, that other type of attraction just, like, disappeared.
Look, fellas, never try to get out of the friend zone. Because if she finally does give in, it's not going to be genuine. It's just going to be because the guys that she want don't want her and she's tired of being alone or something like that. Bunch of piercings, streaks in her hair color. Look, no thank you. We already know what type of woman this is. She's probably really into astrology. Yeah, no thank you. Don't try to get out of the friend zone with a woman like this. It's going to end bad. And if you try to kiss a chick and she cringes, just leave it alone, man. Don't call her no more. Don't try to talk to her when you see her. Just move on with your life. It's not going to end well for you.
So it was just a little awkward in the beginning. now we hang out every single day. We have so much fun together. The only issue is that, oh, I'm running out of time. Part two.